Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up in the second hour, Doug Giles is going to join us from the dailyclash.com. If you've never read Doug's columns, you can find them at townhall.com and in a whole host of places. I just like the way Doug writes. And he wrote something about AB 1014 that I want him to share with you because it's so much better if he says it than if I say it. Let's raise our coffee cups and toast Kroger, shall we? Kroger is the largest grocery chain in the United States today. And the Moms Demand found some picture from years ago. Probably coming out of Texas because the guy was carrying a long gun in the open, where in Texas that's the only thing you can carry in the open. Looked like he was maybe getting a prescription filled at Kroger. And oh my gosh. Oh, the conniption fit they went into. They used tactics straight out of the old Alinsky book, and they've tried to isolate and bully individual companies into accepting their prohibitionist gun control philosophy. Up to this point, they've managed to have their way, although, you know, nobody's really changed policy. They've gotten statements from their spokesholes of places like Panera Bread and Starbucks and the like, and they've said, please leave your guns at home, but they've posted no signs, they've changed no policy as far as their corporation. So they basically are still following what they did before the mobs noticed them. The mob's goal is to accomplish through bullying what cannot be established through legislation, reducing the number of places that law-abiding citizens can exercise their basic right to human right to self-defense. And Kroger is their latest target, where the AstroTurf is rolling itself out. But Kroger stood tall. They have stood tall. They are not wavering. They are... Their position is that private companies best serve their customers by abiding by local, state, and federal laws, not writing their own. So with Kroger, the Moms Demand have had to shift tactics from their normal social media bullying tactics to now they're saying they got a petition and they have photocopied it as many times as there are Kroger stores. And they're going with these photocopied petitions to individual Kroger stores and taking them to the managers like they did. I don't think they took petitions to them, but they tried to go to the individual Staples stores and get the managers to change the policy. And managers of Kroger and Staples are employees with sport coats. They get to wear sport coats to work if they want to. They're attempting to deliver the same photocopied stack of signatures around the country. And a Kroger manager refused to play that game yesterday, which caused the Moms Demand founder, Shannon Watts, why Shannon Watts is not out there leading the charge is beyond me. But caused her to get on Twitter and take to the Twitter airwaves from her suburban mansion in ultra-white, ultra-wealthy Zionsville, Indiana. Her tweet, Kroger manager in Ohio refuses to take Moms Demand petition signatures to stop open carry. Groceries not gun, hashtag groceries not gun, hashtag gun sense. If you go on, going to Twitter, If you go onto Twitter trying to drum up support, sometimes you get things you weren't counting on. One Twitter user said, good for her. Another Twitter user said, good on the manager, proud of Kroger standing up to your bullying tactics. Another one said, good, hope she called the cops on the moms, too. Another one said, which store? I'd like to shake her hand and buy her a beer. Bob Owens got on there from BearingArms.com. He let her know what he thought of it. He at Shannon Watts, it's a wonderful thing to see a company like Kroger stand up against the deep-pocketed bullies of Bloomberg's at mom's demand. Now, on their Facebook page, they also confirmed that this Ohio store manager was not alone in rejecting their grandstanding tactic. Other Kroger store managers have refused to play that game, which is nothing more or less than a public relations campaign by a small number of paid activists and a social media campaign designed to make it look like their campaign has the popular support that it doesn't have. I'm just enjoying it. I'm just enjoying it. Good on Kroger. Good on Kroger. They've got this, you know, Kroger has their rules. And what are the normal rules that you'll see when you're going into a retail operation? Almost every store you go into says no shirt, no shoes, no dice, no service, no something. So they want you to at least be wearing apparel top and bottom and some form of foot covering. As a very small basis. If you don't roll that way, well, don't go in those stores. They normally don't allow people to ride around on bicycles. Or another thing you see a lot of is no food or drink allowed in the store. These are some of the things that you will see, and that's almost a rule of thumb thing that you'll see in a place that does retail. But there are a select few private businesses out there that will also have no guns allowed signs, if that is what the state says they can have. In some places where they have that, sometimes they have the force of law behind them, sometimes they don't. Kroger could go that way if they wanted to. Whole Foods. How many of you out there just think Whole Foods is the end-all, be-all? Corporate-wide, no guns allowed in a Whole Foods store. Now, I must confess that I often, well, not often, the Whole Foods around here is not that close to me. It's sort of out of my way to go to it. But I've never looked at their door when I'm going in, because most of the time the entry door is standing open for some reason. It's always locked in the open position. They have a little atrium, and then you cross through into the store. I have gone into a Whole Foods maybe half a dozen times, and I have carried a gun into a Whole Foods, half a dozen times. Because when you go into Whole Foods, and Whole Foods has one thing in my area that nobody else has. They have a brick oven that makes pizza. So if I'm wanting a brick oven pizza, that's the only place to go. So in the half a dozen times since they've been in existence, when I just couldn't live without a brick oven pizza, I've had to go there to get it. And yes, I carried a gun through the door. I carried a gun through the store. I carried a gun out the store. Because Whole Foods doesn't get to dictate to me. If I had been caught, I would have paid the price. Because in South Carolina, the signs do carry force of law. I've never seen the signs there, though. That's also the thing. They have to be in a place where you can see them so you don't accidentally miss them. Kroger, they're not bowing to that wind. They are not bending at all. They're telling the mom's demand to pound sand. And this is the biggest target they've tried. Bigger than Staples. So they have to succeed for them. So don't expect them to give it up, but just expect to see them continually get their faces slapped. They've involved certain senators, but who cares? Senators don't write corporate policy. They just make it hard to exist for corporations. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Guess what? In the New York Police Department, there is apparently at least one police officer who knows how to shoot somebody once and put them down. Wow. And let me set this up for you. I'm 53 years old. I'll get it out. Give me just a second. And in my lifetime, I have not always seen eye to eye with my mom. But when I haven't been seeing eye to eye with her, it has never occurred to me to go into her house and choke her. And if I did, I don't think she would have any sympathy for anything that might happen to me. But in Brooklyn, New York, the mother of a man, the guy's name is Dennis Volchkin. Mom's name is Lilia Pilipenko. She doesn't understand why an NYPD officer shot her son when he lunged at the officer with a knife. Mr. Volchkin had been arrested 11 times. Earlier in the day at 5:30, he came to Ms. Pilipenko's house and started choking her. Then he ran off when she called the police. A pair of cops showed up to take the report. They left. Then they got called back around 7:10 p.m. when her son returned. This time they found Mr. Volchkin in the living room brandishing knives. When they demanded he drop the weapons, he lunged at them. One of the two officers fired once. And I mean, I don't know if anybody understands how exactly remarkable that is, given the way some of these NYPD officers shoot. But he fires once, hits him in the chest, and that was the end of that police confrontation. And Ms. Pilipenko, after this happened, made this statement. It's not a gun. It's not a big knife. Why shoot him? It's a horrible situation. Ms. Pilipenko, it doesn't have to be a big knife. I would think that you would understand your son was maybe out of a little control when he had his hands around your neck. What was he arrested for the other 11 times? Have you been choked 11 different times? But anyway, an edge weapon, even something as small as a paring knife or a box cutter, which has very little blade at all showing, can be incredibly lethal at close range in the right hands. You don't have to stab somebody in their organs. You can cut them, you know, arteries. There's a few arteries that you'll just bleed out in a matter of minutes that are right there on the surface. It isn't a police officer's job to wait to see whether the guy lunging at him with the paring knife or the box cutter or whatever your son had in his hands, he doesn't have to wait to see if this guy's just an amateur that's just going to be a slasher. If he's Jack the Ripper incarnate, he doesn't have to wait on that. He can order, you know, most police officers do, you know, they don't say, drop that. And if you don't do it the first time, they don't shoot you immediately. They probably ask you a whole bunch of times. But you know, they don't they don't have to wait to be cut and say, okay, that's it. Now I'm going to have to employ deadly force. It's not like RoboCop. I am authorized now to employ deadly force. Dennis Volchkin obviously had some problems staying on the right side of law. The Daily News said he had 11 unsealed prior arrests, suggesting he had a juvenile record. Two of his known arrests were for assaulting his mother, including a prior arrest where he assaulted her with a knife. Oh, he just wasn't choking you. He was trying to cut you, too. And Mrs. Pilipenko doesn't understand why a police officer would see a grown man lunging at him with a knife and say, oh, what do I want to do here? The question I have here is, why did he shoot him one time and that was it? Unless he went down like a ton of bricks. Normally, you know, you're going to take at least two when you acquire that fast sight picture as they're lunging in with the knife, because they want, you want to stop the forward motion. But maybe, I don't know, maybe his forward motion stopped. Maybe his forward motion stopped with that one shot. But that's a rarity with the NYPD. But there's so many police, I'm almost certain most of the police officers there don't shoot nine innocent bystanders or shoot at a bad guy and only hit innocent bystanders. I'm almost certain. almost certain they, the majority of them are like that. What is with this new phenomena of family members, even victims of their loved ones, getting out there and saying, why did they have to do that? Ms. Pilipinko, he was trying to choke you. He's attacked you with a knife. I know he was your son. I know you probably loved him, warts and all. But do you understand he was dangerous? Anybody that will choke their mom, and I mean, I'm a hooligan sometimes, and I've never once, not even in passing, not even just thinking, oh, I wish I could, you know, I've never said that about any family member in my family. I wish I could just choke him. Let me get a knife. I could just peel him like an apple. I've never done that. Nobody does that. Normal people don't do that. Young Dennis wasn't normal. He grew up as a scalawag, and he ended up as a scalawag, and he tried to be a scalawag at a guy with a firearm in his hands. So, you know, I really don't understand that whole phenomenon. He was a good boy. He was a good boy. I've heard people say that somebody went in to do a home invasion. Family members have said people. They went in to do the home invasion because they probably were hungry and wanted to eat. That never occurs to me. I'm not riding around in the neighborhood going, wow, what I wouldn't give for a double cheeseburger. Hey, look, there's a house. Let's just invade it and see what they got in the refrigerator. That doesn't happen. In what world is that normal? In what world is it normal to attack your mom with a knife or a choker? In what world? Family members, please. Stop insulting my intelligence. The thing I wonder about is that they say this in the press with a straight face, and then it gets reported with a straight face as if what they just said made sense. Which is, I mean, the delusion is just catching. It's just spreading in the air. It's an epidemic of delusion. Oh, well. God bless them. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our health care system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. I want to pay homage to a firearm that is so storied. I don't talk about it that much. I own one, or I own one of that pattern. During World War I, there was a very highly religious man, former pacifist, and in World War I, this particular individual used a particular sidearm to start creating a legend. His name was Sergeant Alvin York, and during World War I, he used an M1911 45 caliber pistol to stop dead in their tracks six German soldiers while he helped assault a German machine gun nest near, and I, you know, it's in French, so if I get it wrong, my bad, Chatel Chery on the Western Front. On October 8, 1918, he drew his pistol after emptying his Enfield rifle at the enemy. Then he was rushed by a bayonet charge and had one bullet left in his M1911 when four German officers and 128 German soldiers surrendered to him and his command. For that particular action, he was awarded the Medal of Honor, and his name became a byword for bravery on the battlefield. To the day he died, York gave credit for his success to God, the men serving with him, and the pistol he carried, a weapon that would be commonly known as the GI-45, and that is arguably, depending on who you talk to, there are some people that happen to think that this is the best military combat handgun ever designed. It is the M1911 is the second longest serving weapon in the U.S. inventory, the standard sidearm for all four branches of service from 1911 to 1985. Even after it was retired, it never truly went away because of its trusty reputation it gained during use in every conceivable theater, terrain, and environment. I had one issue to me. When I was an M60 machine gunner, I had one issue to me. Mine, I could qualify expert with it every time, but if you held it up and shook it beside your head, it sounded like a castanet. I mean, this thing had been through it. It had standard notch sights, nothing combat, nothing high speed. Ran every time, never experienced a stoppage, never experienced a malfunction with it. The history of the 1911 begins in the Philippines during the Spanish-American War. The soldiers and Marines were fighting an insurgency called the Moros. They were knife-wielding natives that combined religious zeal and potent drug use. Much of that fighting was CQB, close-quarter battle, and the hopped-up Moros took round after round from 38 caliber pistols while they continued to hack away at Americans. If anything came from that bloody war, it was the realization that the U.S. military needed a better pistol. So they looked back at an older weapon that pointed a way to a solution. In desperation, they issued Colt Model 1873 45 caliber revolvers dating back to the Plains Indian Wars to soldiers fighting the Moros. The heavier round began to turn the tide. That, you know, one well-placed shot from that particular pistol would kill a Moro. In 1906, General William Crozier of the U.S. Army Ordnance Department began evaluating several pistol designs along with the suitability of a new cartridge, designated the 45 caliber automatic Colt pistol, or 45 ACP. In those days, the 1911 was a new design. And it came from John Moses Browning, the most innovative and successful weapons designer in American history. He created the 1918 Browning automatic rifle, the 1917 30 caliber machine gun, the 1919 30 caliber machine gun, and the M2 50 caliber Browning machine gun, and the Browning high power pistol, which also still sees a lot of use today. The M2 as well sees a lot of use today. He designed the Colt based upon a short recoil principle of operation. And the Army pistol trials were looking for a magazine-fed, single-action, semi-automatic pistol with both manual and grip safeties. His pistol was rugged, easy to field strip, claimed to possess utter dependability. In 1910, the prototype 1911 fired 6,000 rounds during 2 days. The sample pistol became so hot while they were testing it that they had to dunk it in a pail of water to cool it for further firing. And yet it passed the test with no malfunctions. The nearest competition suffered 37 jams. The 1911 has seen service in the U.S. military, both World Wars, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War. And you still see it today, and it's about to be readopted. It is about to be readopted. When we went to the Beretta M9, the Marine Corps especially was very reluctant to adopt the 9mm. And well, not everybody gave it up. A lot of Spec Ops guys carry them. I know that most of the guns I carry are striker fired. Okay? And I know that Glock has seen combat action in various theaters. Nothing like the 1911, though. I mean, you have to give it its props. The thing that I think most of these combat vets like about the 1911 is you don't have to have some sort of exotic ammunition for it to work. that big 230 grain ball ammunition, when it hits, all of the energy, all of the kinetic energy is expended in your target. It's not prone to overpenetration or anything. It just stops whenever it hits. Dave Dodier, a retired Marine Corps colonel, told War is Boring that he trusted the pistol completely. It was a great weapon because of its stopping power. It instilled confidence in you because the .45 caliber round is a substantial round. It is meant to be a close-in weapon. So, you know, I know a lot of guys that are old school that carry these in various configurations, short, long, standard. Mine is a double stack, a STI 2011 Eagle 5.0. And it is a substantial pistol. They are substantial pistols. Now, where they get their bad rap is with hollow points. And there's some things that you can do to them to make them more forgiving with hollow points. Although, one of the reasons it is so is still carried in combat today is you don't need them. You don't need something exotic with that. When you start getting into the... And one of the things about the exotic ammunition, when you start getting into hollow points and frangibles and everything else, you start losing bullet mass. You get away from the 230 grain. They become lighter. Some guns, you know, if you find a 1911 that will fire a hollow point, when that thing flattens out, it looks like an ashtray. When it fully expands, I mean, it's a big round. And to the people that carry that, I can find no fault with you. None at all. Not a lick of it. Those of you know, Tiger McGee, Bob Harvey, all these old school trainers, they know what they're doing. Tip your coffee cup to the 1911. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. The Department of Homeland Security, once again, is focusing on me and you. And we talked about this a while back. Now they've released a new report. Outlining an increased threat to government officials and law enforcement by more domestic violent extremists. Focusing heavily on the standoff at the Bundy Ranch with the Bureau of Land Management and on Las Vegas cop killers Jared and Amanda Miller, who were there at the Bundy Ranch for about 5 minutes before they were kicked off. They took the fact that these two turned out to be murderous and conflated it by their attempted association with the people at the Bundy Ranch. And that's what people do that try to restrict your rights. They have to resort to conflating documents. And they like to tie in people, just regular people, that believe in a right to keep and bear arms and government of limited and defined powers with people who turn out to be murderers. Sometimes they name names, and they lumped Mike Vanderbeau, who Mike Vanderbeau and David Kodria are the two that broke the Fast and Furious gun-walking scandal on the unsuspecting United States. They were the ones that brought it out. And Vanderbeau was at the Bundy Ranch as well, and Vanderbeau was part and parcel of getting rid of the Millers. He knew that they were creatures of a different type of ideology. But where the Department of Homeland Security, this is the problem with this report, is not necessarily the details that they mentioned. It's where they're getting the details. This is not something the Department of Homeland Security went out and investigated and came up with the details. They're getting their speaking points from the Southern Poverty Law Center. And they constantly perpetuate the same type of conflation that federal fusion centers routinely base their intelligence and base it entirely upon stuff like that. But they go to the SPLC. Vanderbo points out that there was no mention that the Bundys had no contact with the Millers. There was no mention that the Millers were snitches, for the Las Vegas PD. But the people at the Bundy Ranch were dangerous. Which, yeah, they were, because they were there and they were not going to stand for this. The constituents in a jurisdiction did not like the feds coming in to collect a bill with 200 armed men and aircraft and all kinds of other stuff. They didn't like that. But it's not just those guys. In the case of the Alaska Peacemakers Militia, where four members, including the group leader, were convicted of conspiracy to kill judges and law enforcement officials, the case was made for the government by an informant providing about 100 hours of recordings. Likewise, the senior citizen Waffle House conspirators were recorded by an FBI informant in their discussion about using castor bean plants to produce ricin. The Fear Anarchist Militia, which included four soldiers stationed at Fort Stewart, killed a resigning member and his girlfriend for his part in giving information to Fort Bliss authorities in El Paso. And in the case of the splinter group going after the electrical grid, which sort of sounds like they were reading from a government script to me, and other targets, including DHS personnel and facilities. Two of the defendants participated in online chat discussions about carrying out an operation against the government. Two of the cases involved a concern DHS is now emphasizing. The lone wolf operator, the LAX shooter, was caught because he acted openly, so a good guy with a gun could stop him. And Robert James Talbert Jr. ousted himself in his desire to blow up government buildings, rob banks, and kill law enforcement officers on Facebook. This is the... all of these things that they mentioned in this report is their typical trumpeting of their successes against easy marks. And they take the Bundy Ranch people and lump them in with it. And as such, it shows how letting others... Noah plans to commit violent crimes or falling for the urging of agents provocateurs. That's a surefire way to guarantee that the Fed's headlines are good and let them pick low-hanging fruit. Why aren't they going after ISIS? Why aren't they going after them? Are there people in the United States that would love to overthrow? You betcha. Our president got his start there with Bill Ayers. And, you know, that is in the 70s, he was going to overthrow the government, execute 25 million of us because we wouldn't conform to his way. So, yeah, there's plenty of those out there. But should they be getting their cues and isolating the people that are identified by the Southern Poverty Law Center? I would have to say no. Larry Pratt is one of Gun Owners of America. He's one that the SPLC gets out there and labels and points out as a threat. Larry's in his 70s. Larry's not going to wage ground combat on anybody. And when Larry sends out an email blast, all he's doing is pointing out how some senators and representatives are about to vote and urging their constituents to contact them and let them know what they want. Larry perpetuates the whole representative part of the representative government. Mike Vanderbo. Vanderbo speaks his mind. When did that become terrorism? He's sort of colorful in some of the stuff he says, but I mean, no more so than David Kodra. So, you know, there's plenty of real threats out there, but they're setting themselves up to look like fools. Okay? You know, a guy that gets out there and posts on Facebook his intentions to blow up government buildings and shoot law enforcement officers, this guy is not exactly a sharp as a tack terrorist. There's very little clandestine about this. I contacted this one local militia group Because they were publishing stupid stuff on their Facebook page, like how to make thermite. You don't want to go by Facebook article on how to make thermite or phosphorus. You don't want to do that. Or Semtex. You don't want to do that. And I was a little concerned about that, so I contacted the leader, and I was told that they were really tired of this whole OPSEC stuff. And the way it was being described to me, they had, you know, this is the way it went. They were going to get the friendlies out of the way. They were going to get the friendlies out of the way to a safe position, to a safe location, so that they could wage ground operations. And I asked, how many people do you have? Do you have air support? Where's a safe location if you don't have air support? And they had six. And me and my little group, we invited them up here to train with us. And I don't think they could shoot the broadside of a barn if they were inside the barn with the door closed. Oh, but they were full of the talk. And was that guy talking about doing all that stuff on Facebook like this little group was? The positions could have very easily been flip-flopped. The group that I trained with that was local around, well, local in the same state, they didn't have the ground operational capacity to take on the Salvation Army, much less a unit that might just one small six-man team. I don't think they could have taken them out. So it sort of looks like the Department of Homeland Security is looking in the wrong direction. And they're looking in the wrong, especially when they caught 10 more ISIS-identified individuals coming across the southern border. Because you know if they caught 10, for every one they catch, there's probably five getting through. So when I say ISIS is here, I sort of mean that literally. Coming up next, from thedailyclash.com, we're going to be joined by Doug Giles. We're going to talk about the new AB 1014 that is now the law in California. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.